The season of Lent is coming up in just a few days, and it's a gift from the church, as we should all know, for us to be able to reevaluate our lives and see just exactly where we stand in relationship to God in our spiritual lives and our active lives as well as Christians. Question is, which is more important, the ashes or the Eucharist, which is a sacrament? In the Blessed Sacrament, we have the actual presence of Jesus himself. We receive the Lord Sunday after Sunday, sometimes day after day, but we don't become changed. Like the bread and wine, that a change into the very living presence of Christ is the very living of Christ, the very living presence of Christ actually evident in us, in our thoughts, our words, our actions. As St. Paul would say, in everything that we do, whether eating or drinking, is everything done for the glory of God, is God manifesting his very presence through us as members of his body, the church. Every year, it's the same thing. We are bombarded on Ash Wednesday with telephone calls. You would not believe, what time is Mass? When can we get the ashes? Is Father giving ashes outside of Mass? It's ashes, ashes, ashes. You would not believe this. But I don't get the same phone calls about confession or about Mass time or the Eucharist and those kinds of things. Ashes are important, believe me. They're a sign of our humility. They're a sign of repentance. They are a sacramental, which means it moves us to do something greater for God. But does the ash on top of our head do anything for us? No. It's not a badge of honor, as it is for some people. Look at me, I got my ashes today. Well, good for you. What's going to happen when you die, however? Is God looking at your forehead? No. He's not. Your heart? Yes. Your mind? Yes. Your soul? So what's the more important question I'd rather have than, when can I get ashes? I'd like to hear this as a priest. Father, my life needs to change for the better. I want to learn how to control my passions, those desires that lead me away from God. My selfish desires, my anger, my greed. I want to stop lying to people. I want to stop cheating in my work or my business or on my spouse. I want to stop drinking excessively, move away from the drugs. I want to stop wasting my time. I want to spend more time in true prayer, getting to know God better and letting him receive my heart. Spend more time going to Mass, maybe even adoration, going to Mass even more often during the week. I simply would like to be a better person, to ask God for the grace to be a better spouse, to be a better parent, to be a better child, a better friend, in general, just to be a better Catholic. I would love to spend more time in prayer and adoration, learning how to take better care of my body, better care of my mind, better care of my soul, to spend some quality time with my spouse, with my family, getting them to really know them and have them get to know me and to listen to them more intently. I'd like to center my life on Christ, to focus on Jesus as the center of all things. In the Old Testament, skin diseases like leprosy were meant to be a symbol from God on what exactly happens to the soul with sin. Leprosy is nothing beautiful to look at. Skin diseases are not a thing that's comfortable to endure. But what you see on the skin is precisely what happens to the soul. It becomes diseased, disfigured, a horrible thing to look at, and there's a terrible stench to endure. And just as the person with leprosy had to go around tearing his garments, baring his head in shame and muffling his beard, had to say, unclean, unclean, so it is that the person in sin is unclean. Like the lepers in the gospel, Jesus wants us to simply be honest and say, I am filthy, my skin, my soul is diseased, I wish to be made clean. To kneel down and beg the Lord for that grace and saying, if you wish, you can make me clean. And what does Jesus say? Of course I will that. I do will it. Be made clean. That's what Jesus tells us in the gospel, isn't it? Be holy as your Father is heaven, in heaven is holy. Go show yourself to the priest. Expose your sins. Go to confession, receive absolution, be forgiven, live in my grace. A humble and contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn. St. Paul reminds us that sometimes we like to be people pleasers and do everything possible to please human beings, but we don't want to please God. If we would take that same energy and simply do that, to please everyone, St. Paul says, in every way, not for our own selfish reasons, to say, I want everybody to love me, but to please others in serving them to please God. That's what we do. To avoid giving any offense to anyone whatsoever, so that they can come to see the goodness and love of God in us and through us, that they can be saved. The lives of the saints show us that. And as St. Paul says, we imitate the saints in as much as they imitate Christ. And we should invite others to do the same, to imitate us as we imitate Christ. In his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul tells us that if we're going to be moved by the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, we're going to be transformed to be more loving people, to be joyful people, peaceful, patient, and kind. We're going to become generous and faithful, gentle people, in control of our actions, our passions, and our senses, living in that spirit of holiness, to be renewed as a new man, a new woman in Christ, to rise again from the ashes and be made anew. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I do will it, Jesus says, be made clean.